Hello and good evening to all you parents and listeners, students. What we are going to be talking about today is the one nightmarish question, which is the directed writing question. In directed writing question paper one, you will be required for a lot of different types of text types. You will have to create based on the reading of a passage that may sound a little different for you. I wouldn't agree and say that it would be very difficult for you to read and understand, but it can sound nightmarish when you read the question afterwards. The question will generally ask you, or in fact all the time ask you, to look at the three bullet points, use the three bullet points, and create a letter, a diary entry, or a journal, or an article, or a report, or a talk, or a conversation, or a journal, or any of these text types. Now, it is one thing to learn all these text types and what are the language choices that govern all these text types. And it is another thing to master each one of them gradually. So today's podcast will be followed up with my email ID. And if you are listening to my podcast, you can simply email me to send you one free copy of the practice handout that goes with it. All of you can simply email me for that. Now, here's the trick. Today's focus is interview. In an interview question in paper 1, which is from 2020 onwards, will be a 25 mark question instead of being a 20 mark question as it was till last year. This 5 mark change that has come in the style requirements. Now, this definitely puts more focus on your requirement and your need to write better and do it nicely. It also requires you to read well. Now, reading well of the passage, I think one thing that you will require the maximum is uploading those three questions that you as an interviewer will be asking, or somebody else as an interviewer is asking you. Two things before you go into the question are absolutely necessary before you jump in. Number one is persona. The question will always ask you that you are so and so based on the passage, of course, and you are reading or you are interviewing so and so person, or you are being interviewed by so and so person. And this question then asks you that the interviewer asks you these following questions. And those three questions require you to read the passage and find out the details. Now, these questions are not imaginary questions. These questions are thoroughly linked to the passage. You will read question one from bullet point one, and you will go back to the passage. You will find all the details related to the passage and related to the question, and you will mark them as 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. The reading component marks in this question is around 15 marks. So you better make sure that all the three questions are addressed at least 5 different content areas, or they address 5 different content areas. That simply means you need to figure out one point each, or one key content area for each mark. The safest strategy in this case would be to at least find out 6. And you will look at the passage and you will then mark 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 to 6 content areas in the passage. Then you will read the question number 2 and you will mark 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 6 times in different areas pertaining to question number 2 or the bullet point 2. The same strategy goes with the third question or the third bullet point. Now, what you simply do is You will look at the third bullet point. Now, this is a slightly tricky one because the third bullet point will not have direct content related to the question. You will have to read the content or read the passage and come back to the content and figure out in terms of a little bit of imagination that you will have to include here. But remember one thing, the imagination cannot be purely out of anywhere. It has to have links to the passage. Now that you have figured out 1-1-1-1-1 six times, 2-2-2-2-2 six times, and 6-6, the third one, 3-3-3 six times, once you've done that, then is when you are totally equipped to now start writing. Now is when the persona and the audience part come in. You then go back to the question and then read what the passage is asking you to be. If it is asking you to be a teacher or to be a rock star. Now you can understand how a teacher would talk to its students and how a rock star would talk to his audience. There is a world of a difference between how a teacher would talk and how a rock star would talk to its audience. You need to understand that, and you need to choose your vocabulary and choose your tone based on this. Once you have done this, you then look at the question and try to find out who are you addressing. Imagine addressing a group of students as a teacher. Imagine addressing a group of students as a rock star. In that case, rock star would be slightly informal while addressing students, but he would still not use very colloquial language or very, bad slang. He would not use this. But again, if he's talking directly to his matured audience, he would use slang. So once you've identified your audience, you can now start writing based on your audience, based on who you are, and completely going back to the content that you've marked 1-1 and 2-2 and 3-3. Remember to write 3 paragraphs each for each question. Once you've done that, you can then look up a marking scheme if you are practicing, or show it to your teacher, or you can email it to me for a free correction or feedback. Have a great time looking at more content to come in. Tomorrow's podcast, we are going to be talking about journal writing. Thank you.